biology, geology, world history, intermediate algebra.
Thanks, but we're trying to eat.
Eat? How can you eat when there's so much homework to do and reading and reports? Who knew that eighth grade would be so difficult?
Tell me about it. I had to get up in front of my French class today and conjugate a verb. I don't even know how to do that in English.
Come on, you guys. Being in eighth grade rocks.
Igneous or sedimentary?
I'm serious. We have experience now. There's an entire grade younger than us trying to figure out what we already know. But we are eighth graders now. Eighth graders. Okay, guess I'll have to spell it out for them. Look at them. So young, scared, nervous. And look at us. Older, wiser, confident.
I'm sorry, did you just call yourself confident?
It is kind of nice to walk down the halls and know where I'm going.
And I guess it's kind of cool knowing which teachers to avoid.
Exactly. Seventh grade. Been there, done that, outgrew the t-shirts, and donated it to charity. This year, it's about giving back.
Giving back?
Yeah, sharing what we know. I met this girl. She's a Sevi and, you know, seventh grader.
Seventh grader, right, yeah.
Yeah. So, she kind of reminds me of me when I was her age. You know, a little self-conscious, kind of shy. Oh, there she is. If I had someone older a year ago to help me, I could have avoided some serious fashion don'ts.
Congratulations, Lizzie. It's nice to see you being so, altruistic.
French is hard enough, Gordo. Translation, please.
It's just nice to see her being so helpful, that's all.
No, really. I don't need the props. I do it because I care.
You're right. She is like you.
Exactly like you. Hey!
Lots of starry stars. Why does this keep happening to me?
Lizzie?
Are you okay? You're a twin.
I just wanted to thank you for your advice before. I tied up my PE t-shirt like you suggested. And before I knew it, everybody was doing it.
You know what they say, you can take the girl out of seventh grade, but you can't take seventh grade out of the girl. Like, who still hangs around with... Sevies.
Is that Kate Sanders? I hear she's really mean. Unless, of course, you guys are friends, then I'm sure she's really nice.
Well, let's just say Kate and I have a very interesting relationship.
Lizzie, looking good this year.
Right back at ya. Did I just say that to Ethan Kraft? This really is a new me.
You actually know him?
Yeah, kind of.
He's the boy I was going to ask you about. I totally have a crush. Can't help it.
Yeah, join the club. Ethan kind of has that effect on people.
Oh, who am I kidding? He'll never notice me. I'm just a Sevi.
Oh, you're more than just a Sevi. Okay, everything may seem a little confusing right now, but don't worry, I'll help you out.
Wow, Lizzie.
I'll never be like you. You're so together.
And I'm so not.
I really like this girl. Oh, I know it may seem that way, but if it wasn't for my friends last year, I would have never survived.
And I don't know how I'd survive without you.
Have I mentioned how much I like this girl?
You're so smart. Really friendly. We even like the same boy. You know what? You're more than a friend. You're my role model.
I love this girl!
Matt, honey, something wrong?
I'm depressed.
Depressed? You're too young to be depressed. What's the matter?
Wilderness Cadets.
But you love Wilderness Cadets. What's wrong?
Well, you know how we earn patches for stuff? Like when we read stories to old people, clean up a playground, wash Dad's car.
You have them wash your car.
But if I don't earn at least one patch of my own, they're gonna demote me to... Bunny Cadets!
I'm sure you could get a patch in Ugly.
I'm sure I could.
Did I just agree with an insult?
Wow, he really is depressed.
So what's this Bunny Cadets anyway?
Exactly. Do you know what they do in Bunny Cadets? They take naps, finger paint, make ceramic handprints.
Well, there is no way you are going to have to go back to Bunny Cadets.
Well, if I don't earn a patch of my own by this weekend, I'm quitting.
No, you're not. You're not a quitter.
No, apparently he's a bunny.
Lizzie, Matt, your father and I are going to help you earn a patch of your own, no matter what it takes, okay? Right, Sam?
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Bonjour, Lizzie. Comment ça va?
You're not Lizzie.
No, I'm Andy, but I'm flattered by your mistake. You must be Miranda.
You're the Sevi, aren't you?
Lizzie's told me all about you.
She has? Wait, why are you stalking her locker?
I was organizing it. Her social class just finished, so she'll need her bio book next.
You arrange her books in class order?
That's the least I can do. She's been so great to me. Like I told her, she's a great role model.
Hey! Where'd you find her and how can I get one?
Andy, your hair looks so cute like that.
You like it?
Yeah. I kind of copied what you did yesterday.
Look, I'm just gonna cut to the chase. I really think that you should stop copying other people and forge your own path.
You're Gordo, aren't you?
You'll have to excuse him. He's socially challenged. So, you have any friends who are looking for a role model? Because I'm available.
It's just, I'm such a fan of your work.
My work?
That video you made last year, where everyone revealed their deepest thoughts about school. Oh, it's one of my all-time favorite student films.
Really?
Hello? I thought you were president of my fan club.
Oh, look at the time. As Lizzie once told me, tardiness is laziness.
That's better.
Well, it was really nice meeting you both. Oh, and Lizzie, I took your advice on Mr. Pettis' class. If you sit towards the back, you really don't get drenched by his talk spittle. Later.
See you on the flip side.
I want someone to arrange my locker and wear their hair like me. I want to be someone's role model.
She's amazing.
I hate to say it, but I'll say it. I told you, Gordo. Who am I kidding? I love to say it.
Well, it says here I can earn my nature patch by collecting and identifying leaves.
Okay, leaf number one.
Let's see if I can find it in the book. No, no, no.
Here, let me see. Okay, pointed leaves, cluster of three.
Hey, why are you all red?
Huh, where?
On your hands and your arms and, ew, look at your nose.
What about my nose?
Disgusting.
What?
It's all red and blotchy.
It is?
Yeah. And why are you scratching?
I don't know. I'm all itchy.
Dad?
Yeah?
I identified the leaf.
Well, that's good, son, because now you'll get your wilderness patch.
Unfortunately, poisonous leaves don't count.
Poisonous leaves?
That's poison ivy.
Poison ivy? What?
Let's see, first aid. I
Ice required. Should I get the ice?
Yep. And maybe some calamine lotion. Ow! I think there's a crutch in the hall closet.
Oh, and is a ambulance necessary or not?
Not this time, son.
Okay. Are you sure, or should I call Mom?
Just go.
Hey, Andy.
Good to see you again, Andy.
Okay, people are confused.
Hey, who is that? And why is she wearing my clothes?
Oh, hey, Lizzie, over here.
Andy, you dyed your hair.
Oh, good, you're here. Your smoothie was melting.
Thanks, but I
thought you could use an afternoon pick-me-up. I know it's your favorite. Miranda told me.
Andy, you're dressed exactly like me.
Isn't it great?
Imposter, what have you done with my Gordo?
Oh, and before I forget, here are some flashcards to help you study for your English test.
How did you know I had a test?
Okay, guys, we're outie. The mall's waiting. See you on the flip side, Lizzie.
Miranda!
What?
Some of our friends are going to the mall. They may need me. Plus, you have that test to study for. Later. I cannot believe her.
I know. See you later.
Gordo!
Look, I know how I said that Andy should forge her own path, but you're helping to mold her. It's working. She's really cool.
Don't you mean I'm cool?
What can I say? She wears you well. Truth is, if she wasn't a Sevi, I'd probably ask her out.
What? Well, you might as well ask me out.
Why would I want to do that?
Never mind, okay? She is dressing exactly like me. Am I the only one who's completely creeped out by this?
Yeah. Gotta go. Andy's waiting.
Gordo! When did my whole world turn upside down?
Lizzie, is that you?
Because we don't need you anymore.
We have Andy now.
Okay. Survival cooking. This'll be easy.
I like the way you think, Dad. So how's the fire coming?
Good. How's it going with you?
Good. Good.
Hey, it's working.
Should I get the ice, Dad?
Yeah.
But I thought you liked being Annie's role model.
I am not her role model. She's imitating me.
Well, you know what they say. Imitation's the greatest form of flattery.
Gordo, she dyed her hair exactly like me. And she's dressing exactly like me, too. And it's freaking me out!
So what are you going to do?
Well, I still want to set a good example. So I'm going to let her down easy.
Let her down easy? Let her down easy? Lizzie, I'm begging you, please think before you do this.
You really are begging me, and it's kind of creeping me out.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, having one Lizzie, it's great. But if there were two of you, words just couldn't describe it.
Good.
Okay, here she comes.
Look at that outfit. She's got such style.
Don't you mean my outfit?
Oh! Hi, you guys. Guess what, Lizzie? I changed my schedule to match yours. I thought it'd be easier to pick your brain between classes that way.
She's so smart.
Look, Andy, that's really sweet of you. But I think that, you should try to create some space between us.
Space? What do you mean?
You know, space. Like the distance between here and Pluto.
Okay, look, I'm really glad to be here for you, to give you counsel and guidance and everything, you know? But I really, really think you need to focus a little more on you and a little less on me.
That's our cue, Gordo.
Oh, but if you ever need a...
Did I do something wrong?
Okay, how can I say this? Get lost, get your own life, get real and deal.
Oh, I get it.
You do? Oh, good. I knew you'd understand.
You are so sweet.
I am?
Lizzie, Lizzie, Lizzie. If this is about me and Ethan, there's no question. You saw him first. He's all yours.
What? Okay, go directly to freak. Do not stop at normal.
Oh, there's the bell. I want to get a good seat in math to avoid sitting next to someone who'll cheat off my paper and land me detention. Another great lesson from Lizzie history. Bye.
Hello, emergency! I want to report a stolen life.
I'll hold.
The flowers are so easy to do. Andy showed me.
That's because I showed her. Miranda, look! What is Andy doing here in my house, talking to my mom?
Oh, good. We're supposed to trade CDs. Her collection's amazing.
That's it. No more Miss Nice Guy.
Thanks for the recipe, Mrs. McGuire. Oven fried chicken is my favorite.
Isn't that funny?
It's Lizzie's, too.
Me, too.
Freak.
Tweeb. Gnat. Rat.
Who are you? And please tell me you're not staying. One Lizzie's bad enough.
Matt, that is no way to talk to your sister's friend.
She's not my friend.
Lizzie!
Hey, Lizzie. I came by just to make sure we were okay. Things felt a little tense between us at school today.
Tense? Tense? I'll give you tense!
What are you doing here?
Don't answer that, okay? Just leave me alone. Stop dressing like me, stop doing your hair like me, and stop talking like me.
But I want to be like you. You're my role model.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Look, you don't want to be like me, trust me.
She's right, you know.
I oversleep, I get stains on my clothes, I trip in the cafeteria, I lose my keys, my room is a mess. And I try really, really hard to make my life look easy.
Okay, maybe she went a little too far, but you have to admit, your locker looks awesome.
Okay, let's focus on the little too far part. Do you get it now?
Not really.
Sorry I bothered you.
Honey, what was that about?
Andy was taking over my life, Mom. She left me no choice.
You know, you forgot to say that you snore, you leave hair in the brush, and that your toes stick together when it's hot out.
They do?
See?
Mom, I've made a decision. I'm quitting Wilderness Cadets.
Oh, honey, you're just having trouble earning your patches, that's all.
Hey, honey, have we got any more calamine lotion?
I'll get it, Dad. And you really should be sitting down.
Oh, you're probably right, so good thinking.
And we need to elevate your leg.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
And you're going to scar if you keep scratching like that.
Boy, Matt, you sure know your first aid stuff.
Ow!
Oh! I'm sorry.
Basic Wilderness Cadet training. It's all in the manual.
Well, honey, you don't have to quit Wilderness Cadets.
I don't?
No, you just earned your first aid patch. Congratulations, sweetie.
Look, guys!
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Guys? Yep.
I still kind of feel bad the way things ended with Andy.
Uh-oh, Kate and Posse approaching.
Just when I thought I was having a good day.
You guys, that's Kate and Andy. She got hair extensions?
Hello, Lizzie McGuire.
Hello, Lizzie McGuire.
I just thought I should let you know, everyone thought I was a much better role model than you.
Way better. Kate's got, like, shopping tips, hair and makeup advice. You know, really important stuff.
Ugh, how will I go on? Whatever. You live and learn. Right, Andy?
That's what I always say. Isn't it? Live and learn.
Hi, Andy.
Later.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you are a way better role model than Kate.
That's a given. Although, I did like the lip gloss they were wearing.
Yeah, but you know, it shouldn't be about the lip gloss. Andy should want to copy someone, you know, for the important stuff, like being a better person.
Maybe being a role model was harder than I thought. Plus, it's more fun to find things out on your own.
Ah, I think we did okay.
And you never figure out who you really are if you're busy trying to be someone else.
Oh, Gordo's back!
Yeah. I like two Lizzies, but two Kates? That's scary.
Mark.
Miranda! Sorry.
Lizzie, is that you?
Because I've made this decision. No, wait, a decision. I've made a decision.
You gonna yell?